Wow, I'm just leaving Akari Software. I'm leaving Owen O'Leary behind, and that was some 1 hour of time. Not all the time was spent with Owen. He was mad busy, and we talked. We went for a walk. We talked over, but we talked over something terribly important, and he gave me great help, and I feel so buoyed up by what happened. I can't go into the details of the conversation because it was entirely littered with commercially sensitive stuff. But it was all about how you put together a business plan. And I'm now driving off to collect Jonathan Arm to go on the journey that we're going on today to Limerick. And I've picked up an extraordinary book in the process. An extraordinary copy of a book, which is called A Handbook for Visionaries, Game Changers and Challengers, Striving to Defy Outmoded Business Models and Design Tomorrow's Enterprises. It's a book for the business model generation. So, I mean, this is so helpful to have a superb example of somebody's thinking and to stumble into a worldwide community of people who are interested in business models, and particularly how to be game-changing, how to help your business, get your business to be different from the others, and be so remarkably different from all the others that you actually transform the conversation between your business, between business and their customers. Okay, that's it. That's just a huge wave of enthusiasm. It'll be interesting to see how Jonathan Arm is this morning and how what we can do on this journey throughout this day. Thank you very much for being with us on the journey. Bye-bye. Right, well, welcome back. We're actually in the car now, and I'm taking Jonathan Arm to a place he's never been before. What was that castle you want to go to?
It's called St. John's Castle, Paul.
Yep.
It's off O'Connell Street.
And it's in Limerick. It's not off O'Connell Street, right? First of all the local people, as soon as they hear a South African saying that King John's Castle is off O'Connell Street, know that he doesn't know where he's going, right? You know what it is when you're local, right? If you get it wrong about being round the street corner, you're immediately exposed as not knowing the lie of the land.
Well, I'm basically repeating what the guy we're meeting from Galway said, but he's not familiar with Limerick at all. So,
well, look, let's.
We may have to direct him in. An Irishman from Galway doesn't know Limerick.
Right. Well,
than a South African.
Why would anyone leave Galway? That's what I want to know. It's the fun city of Ireland. What's brand Galway?
Brand Galway.
What do you identify? What are you as
ships,
a South African?
Islands.
Yeah.
Beaches. Oysters. The furthest west.
So the promise that is the brand Galway is oysters, ships.
Ships, islands, Aran Islands.
Islands, yeah.
Beaches. Connemara, which is probably...
The only one that surprises me in what you've mentioned is... we better not miss Dublin. We're going on the Dublin Road out of Cork, folks.
The shortcut.
The shortcut through Mitchelstown on the Fermoy Road. We're going to pay the toll. I hope we have money to pay the toll.
180.
180, right.
Toll to be bought.
But I have to introduce you to the third person in the car. He can say something or he can say nothing.
You want to say hello, Sean?
Hello.
Will you shout?
Can you say hello, world?
Hello, world.
There we are. So now you have it. We're two men and a young man in a car. And we're at the Dunkettle roundabout, and we're continuing on this journey. And the journey will consist of a number of, consist of a huge experience, but we'll share some of it via Audioboo with you. So stick with us, and you never know what you might find out on the journey. You'll certainly find out something about what a South African coming to Ireland might think. I'll get there, don't worry, Jonathan. I'll get out of this lane. He is directing me into another lane. Okay, I am actually not used to having a navigator, right?
Interesting.
Right. Clever little maneuver there, right. Irish road habits are slightly different.
Slightly peculiar.
I was brought up in my... I started really driving properly in the UK. I didn't really drive much.
What were you doing before then?
Well, in Ireland, I used to drive from Limerick to Cork and try to get there at about the age of 17 or 18. Try to get there in 1 hour, you know, when before there were speed limits. And the road from Mallow to Cork was a nightmare. The rest of the road was pretty good because there were no cars on it. Okay, anyway, we'll be back with a further episode later in the day.